seemed like their plan was to kind of get under your skin a little bit. Was that you feel that today?
You know, to an extent, I definitely felt that. Since the very first play, it just felt as if there was a bunch of Hawks and they were all, you know, eyeing you. And you know, we knew that that was going to be the case. And just trying to find a way for me to keep my composure and, you know, not get the little penalties that are going to hurt the team is, you know, was something that was difficult today. But I tried my best to just keep your head in the game and just, you know, stay the course.
How significant did you feel the way these, you know, everybody kind of came to your defense on that sideline play there?
I love it. Just that's a team that's playing for the man next to you. But it's something that we can't do. You know, you play snap the whistle and whatever else is after that, you know, we leave it alone. But definitely apologize for our actions. But, you know, for the intensity and the passion that they brought to the game, you know, I can't fault them for that, for having, you know, the man next to them's back.
How quickly did that escalate? Because it just seemed like, I mean, he took you out of bounds. Did he hit you first, and then were you trying to slam the ball down? What happened?
He took me out of bounds, and then, you know, I'm all the way outside on the white, and I just felt him kind of pick me up and try and dunk me. And I just kind of lost my, you know, my temper, my cool for that split second, and all of a sudden, it was crazy to see, you know, to see teams flying over to the sideline and just, you know, a brawl to say so, You know, like I said earlier, you know, apologize for our actions, but, you know, the way that they played and the passion and everything else that they brought, you know, I can't fault them for that.
Odell, did you get under their skin a little bit when you spun the ball after the touchdown?
That wasn't directed to anybody. I spun the ball in front of me. I don't even think it was past my feet. And I didn't quite understand the penalty, but it is something that was a penalty. And, you know, Coach Coughlin addressed it with me, and he's saying, you know, we can't get those. And I completely understand. That's just, you know, being young and trying to learn, you know, the rules and what you can and can't do. I didn't know that was going to be a penalty. Otherwise, I would have never did it.
And the first time I had a bounce with McDonald, they called it a taunting penalty. But what happened there on the opposite sideline from your bench?
I was running out of bounds and he went to hit me. And I just protected myself with a stiff arm. And, you know, he went to talking and I kind of just, you know, tried to just put my hands up and let the refs know that I'm not saying anything. You know, they had already warned me about, you know, talking and, you know, going back and forth. So I just tried my best not to say anything.
How much of this kind of stuff is something you're going to have to deal with moving forward? You're getting a lot of attention, making a lot of plays. Do you think this is going to become a norm for you with other teams kind of looking to come after you?
I don't even know how to answer that. I don't know if I definitely feel as if, you know, teams may scheme and they may try and change up coverages or whatever, but as far as, you know, taking shots out of bounds and doing whatever else extra, I don't see that as part of the game for, you know, a lot of other teams in the NFL. And you know, if that is the case, then you just have to prepare yourself for it.
You talked last week about your touchdown dances and you said, you know, I want to have fun, I'm not going to stop having fun. But is today a lesson in maybe picking your spots?
Right. Like I said, I don't think spinning the ball in front of myself was taunting anybody, but that was the flag and that was what the penalty was. So you just have to learn and you know, take from it and, you know, move on.
Aside from it being a penalty, when your coaches talk to you about your celebrations, do they mention the idea that you might be giving the other team a little more fuel for their fire?
No, I don't think it fuels them. I think it fuels me. The penalty, you know, of course I don't want the penalty, but we're out there having fun. You know, you get in the end zone, you deserve to celebrate. You know, it's what we work for. So once we get in there, I love to see guys just have fun, enjoy themselves, be a kid again. You know, just love the game.
Odell, the play before the 80-yard touchdown, it seemed like the safety launched himself coming for you, took out his teammate instead of you. Did you see that happening?
I saw him flying down hot, and I thought Gaines was going to have an interception, so I tried to knock it out of his hands and get out the way at the same time. And it's unfortunate for him. I don't know what his injury was, but you know, praying for him and just hope that he can have, you know, a speedy recovery, whatever it was.
The fact that the next play was the 80-yard touchdown, can you take us through your thoughts in that sense?
It was a play that we had called, and, you know, they ended up giving us the perfect coverage for it. I got up on the safety and just made a move outside and came back inside, and Eli let it go. And it was great to, you know, finally have, you know, not finally, but to have time, you know, the offensive line giving them great protection up there. and, you know, allowing us to get some shots down the field. And finally being able to connect on one, just, you know, you're catching it and you're running free. It's just, there's no better feeling than that.
Your celebration after that was a little more understated. Can you describe that?
Just pick the ball up, hand it back to the ref, you know, celebrate with your team, you know, everything that you're supposed to be doing. Just went in, I didn't want to hear anything else. I just, you know, just celebrated, and it feels good, you know, when all those big guys run all the way down, you know, 80 yards, you know, you got to celebrate with them.
You think that'll be the way you'll do it from now on, or you go back to the dance and the spinning?
Who knows? You know, whenever you get in the end zone, it's just, it's a heat of the moment thing. It's whatever comes to mind.
Odell, did you feel like after the brawl or whatever you want to call it on the sidelines, that it kind of spurred you guys a little bit?
I think it was both teams, you know, a mutual feeling and understanding. Like it may have woke some people up. You know, they're out here, you're brawling, you're scratching, you're clawing, and you're fighting for victory. So I definitely think it woke us up, and I think it woke them up as well. And you could definitely notice more intensity from that point on.
You're over 1,000 yards today. What kind of accomplishment was that for you?
It just, you know, it brings a smile on my face to see, you know, to be out and you know, come back in and then be able to do the things and put me in the right positions to make the plays. You know, I have to thank McAdoo and Eli and everybody else on this team for even allowing me to get there. And, you know, it's definitely an accomplishment, but, you know, there's so much more to be done.
We have time for a couple more questions.
Ruben's had a rough few weeks. Do you enjoy seeing him have a big game today, too?
Absolutely. I saw the ball go up deep, and I saw, you know, I didn't know exactly who he was throwing it to, and I saw Ruben running to go get it, and I just knew that he was going to catch it, you know. He was a lot bigger than the other guy, and I was just happy to see him, you know, get back in the end zone.
When Trey Mason does the dances after he scores there, what's the reaction from you guys? And do you view that as them showing that they weren't happy with the celebration at the beginning, or is that just you guys have a relationship and it's sort of playing off each other?
No, Trey is like a brother to me, and I saw him last night before the game. We hung out for a little while and just you know, he told me, he's like, I got something for you tomorrow. And I just, you know, kind of was thinking, you know, we'll see what happens. And he got in there and he did it. And, you know, all you could do is laugh. And it feeds you even more.
Have you been exchanging texts with Michael
Jordan? I wouldn't say we've been texting like that. I mean, just here and there, just try to reach out and just want to understand and know what it takes to get to where, you know, he's at in life. I don't see why anybody wouldn't want to be the best. So you got to learn from the best, and you know, I don't think it's been anything that should be blown out of proportion. Like we've been, you know, texting all season, but it's just been, you know, here and there.
How did that start?
Just reaching out, using your resources.
You reached out to him?
Just reached out in general, and I got in touch with him.
You surprised you're able to get in touch with Michael Jordan now? I mean,
of course. I mean, it's Michael Jordan. You know, I didn't really want to believe it when he first texted me, but that was the case. So,
8 straight games with 90 or more yards. The NFL record is 9, so you can obviously try to tie that next week with Michael Irvin. What was that kind of thing? Were you aware of the streak?
I didn't know that it was 9 or whatever it is. I'm just, you know, I'm really out there just, you know, trying to have fun and the plays that are being called, you know, whatever I can get. You know, make the most of it, make the most of the opportunities. And I think we did a great job of that today.